Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, I'm Brian, sitting directly in front of me.
Staring in your eyeballs today is Amanda.
And across Skype
is Big Uncle Sweet Tea.
Have to Skype for the final episode of All Stars.
Oh, listen, we have to Skype. We're sharing a mic. It's all sorts of crazy.
Yeah, it's amateur hour up in here. My house was hit by COVID, everybody, so I am isolating from the Wolfords.
Sorry. What are the odds? Like, it's the final episode. I was like, so sad.
I know.
But it was closing in our area, and so it was just a matter of time.
Yep.
Before one of us was affected.
And I don't think we get a reunion for All Stars 2.
No.
So I could say, like, oh, the reunion, we'll get drunk, we'll take calls.
Yeah.
But doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Yeah. This could be it for a while.
Yeah, bummer.
So enjoy and live your life in this episode.
Right. Get ready to listen to this like 8 times because you're going to miss us so hard.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Facebook group is where it's happening. You can also join our Patreon for $5 a month. You get to watch us in our separate homes. Hey.
It's not going to be a thrilling video this time around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Never is.
No. That's fair enough.
Yeah, good stuff. You ready to jump into this?
Yeah. Let's do it. Folks, we are closing this chapter of All Stars Season 2 with Episode 10, titled It Takes Two. TJ starts us off. He doesn't say previously on, but he says tonight on the final. Gives us a nice little recap of the season. And this episode starts off after the last elimination when TJ told them that the final starts now. See you at the beach. We're down to the final four teams. MJ and John A, Tech and Ayana, Nehemiah and Melinda, and the recent winners of the final elimination, Darrell and Janelle.
Yep. And there was some discussion last week whether they'd stay in the same pairs, whether this was going to be an individual final. It seems pretty obvious from the very beginning. You are sticking with your teammate. That's all this is. No switching, no partner swaps, no nothing like that.
TJ was not lying when he said this is your partner for the rest of the season.
To the end.
Yeah, there's just always so many twists and turns. You wait for the next one.
Right.
And I did sort of suspect that they were going to do something in the final like that, but I guess I'm wrong for the first time ever.
The challenge makes it hard to be right because they just changed us so much. So the challengers arrive at the beach. It can be noted that they have had no stop to change. They literally just walked from the arena to the beach.
TJ's like, I'll see you on the beach. And then he walked like 10 feet away and they followed him.
So TJ says, welcome to night one of the final challenge. He says that this is the hardest thing you have ever done and that he hopes they are all ready.
We get an overnight, a real like competitive overnight, which we did not get on the real season this year.
Right. So TJ announces that the sleeping arrangements, that there are sleeping arrangements and that, so one person can sleep from your team can sleep in the hammock while one has to stand on a log. And then you alternate, of course, like we've seen before. So
are you guys hearing this, this crackle?
No.
Did you guys hear a crackle? Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to assume it's all good then.
Okay.
Because it's coming from our side, which would not be good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out when we check the audio, I guess. But
sorry, folks.
We've seen a variation of this many times. One partner sleeps, one person has to do something. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked it, and I kind of liked that it was, you know, this kind of put Darrell and Janelle at a bit of a disadvantage, having to start the final right away after exerting yourself as hard as they did.
Yeah.
But this seems like kind of an equalizer. I don't think this disadvantaged them much, if at all.
Yeah. No, I do think coming straight from the elimination, But I don't know if this was a great equalizer, like the other people were that impacted that it kind of equaled out kind of the exertion that the others just performed. Although I don't think it was an extra hindrance to Janelle and Darrell.
I guess that's what I mean. Either. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be different if it's like, okay, we're going to start with a 10-mile run. Well, Darrell and Janelle have just been busting their ass, you know. Yeah. It's different. This is just sort of one can sleep, one can stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janelle does say that she's not sure about how her back's going to hold up with the upcoming final. But she knows for sure that she has had 2 NICU babies and was up for 2 weeks straight. Oof. So standing on a log for 12 hours will be no problem.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Awesome. I know you guys don't care about this, but I love it when the parents talk about how their parenting experience relates to the challenge. Because, we've all, all parents can kind of understand that. Maybe not the NICU part, but not sleeping for literally a week. Like, we've been through that. We know what that's like. That's not.
I think this is like what we've talked about, though, with these all-stars is just drawing strength from previous life experiences. Like, once you know you've been able to overcome something or get through something that seemed like the hardest ever, it's easier to confront other challenges and know that you could possibly get through this because you've gotten through other things. And so as you get older, you have more of those experiences to draw from, whether it be children, whether it be whatever. I just feel like you just have a chance to have been through more hardships, which have, which they just can help them handle these things better.
Yeah. And you see, parents can come back here and actually do better than they've ever done. Like Jasmine, mm-hmm. John A.
Right.
I guess Casey's not a parent yet, but people can kind of come back older and you'd think they'd be less in shape, but they can actually kind of power through a little more because of what you just said, that they understand it a little better.
Well, and that's exactly it. I think that you see it from a lens of like you've had kids and the parent thing really resonates with you. And from somebody who hasn't had kids, for me, it's literally just looking at people and their life experiences. Like, you've had these life experiences. Like, I've had a crap ton of life experiences that I know would be super valuable to me that, like, shit, I've been through that. Like, I can get through anything, And it's like those moments, whatever they may be, are, transformative for people. So, and you don't get there until you're about 40, you haven't had enough time to have enough of those experiences before then. So on the regular season, we see less of that, more in the cases of like when we look at CT, and some of the older competitors, I think that they very much treat the challenge that way. But the younger ones, it's hard for them to find that inner strength, they just haven't had the struggles.
I get so tired of parents being like, you don't understand what it's like. I stayed up till 4 a.m. playing video games last night. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. Good point, Wolfie. Good point.
We're not equating that. We're just saying that.
I'm equating that.
I
was up till 4 a.m. playing video games.
Like, to bring it home for the non-children people out there, that it's like there's still a kinship and a understanding from.
It's currently 9 hours from when I went to bed last night, and I am up and recording this podcast.
Congratulations.
A true hero.
It's like being a parent.
A true hero, Wolfie.
It seems very apparent that the girls are all going to take the first round on the logs.
Apparent. Good pun, Amanda.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
MJ is snoring. It rains for a portion of it. It does feel like that MJ is the one that struggles the most with this kind of having the sleep deprivation piece.
I think bigger dudes just struggle with a lot of stuff. And I think sleep might be one of them. It's just bigger dudes tend to not do great in finals. And we see that with MJ. He's really struggling.
Well, it takes more energy. Your body needs more time to recuperate,
Needs more food for fuel.
Yeah, exactly. And when you don't eat at all, when you're like going back to back, you need that fuel and those calories for your body to function when you're, a bigger guy.
I know. I'm a bigger guy. I was up till 4 a.m. playing video games.
You needed sustenance.
It takes longer for me to recover.
It's for you to recover. So it's a miracle. It's a miracle that you're here with me right now.
You're so brave. So brave.
So tired.
I'm proud of you too, Wolfie. So brave. Such a sacrifice.
I haven't eaten anything since I got up. Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, we got to end this show right away, guys. He looks on the verge of death.
I'm getting weak.
Where's that cup from? Sonic. Where's that slushy from? Is that a Sonic slushy?
This is slush, yeah. Mm. Grab that on the way back.
I got a cherry
from
Coke
not getting all of the audio equipment we needed from the studio.
Yeah, fuck
way to
up.
Go. Way to go.
It's because my brain doesn't work because I was up till 4 a.m. playing video games and I got up.
Great.
Like 6.5 hours later. God.
Yikes.
Do they have Nobel Peace Prize nominations for stuff like this?
It just means that he's going to sleep all day tomorrow.
No, it's not. No, it doesn't. We're going to spend the day together. Be so happy.
Oh, so cute. You're so sickening.
I got a Costco membership. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yes, Costco's the best.
So, yeah, we're going to go hit it up.
Yeah. She was going to go by herself, but she's like, I'm going to wait for you. And I'm like, I don't care. Just go.
No, it's an experience, man. Get yourself a $1.50 hot dog and soda.
I've been in there. It looks like a store.
Wolfie, I've been in there 10,000 times, and every time is like my first.
Different. It's different.
Yes. Oh, they change things. They move stuff. Sometimes there's lawn furniture. Sometimes there's regular furniture.
It's seasonal items. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they got grills. Yeah, they got electronics up in there. Yeah.
They don't have samples anymore because of COVID. So
they do have samples.
They do. The samples are back. Yeah, samples are back. No. They've been back.
I trust in COVID samples.
But yeah, I just I'm excited. So anyways, we're gonna go check it out.
It's gonna be a pretty fun day. Yeah, pretty big day.
Yeah. I was like, that's what happens when you're close to 40, is your exciting day is getting a Costco membership and going to get your new cards and checking it out.
Well, I will not have you guys talk bad about Costco. Costco's the shit.
Listen, I'm not talking bad about it. I bought a membership. I'm excited.
We might go see Scream later. That's way more exciting.
Oh, that is more exciting.
Costco.
Is that only theaters, Wolfie? Is that streaming somewhere?
Only theaters.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Go until your COVID ass gets out of quarantine.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go and infect everybody. I really want to see that one.
Just wear an N95 and sit far away from people. Just get a bubble boy suit.
You'll be all right.
I wouldn't.
So let's get back into the challenge. The next morning, TJ shows up with a pile of clothes.
Just comes skulking into the camp. Hey guys.
It looks like he's putting away laundry. It's just like a pile of floppy clothes, like not in a bag. Like, it's just so weird.
I like that he has the pile of clothes though. And he's just like, oh, here you go, Darrell. Just throws it on Darrell's chest because Darrell's still trying to sleep.
It's literally like a wife throwing the laundry at the husband. Put these away. Like, it was just, and then it's like, wait a minute, like, where's their shoes and shit, TJ? Like, you realize that half these people aren't wearing tennis shoes. Like this was kind of dumb because you're like, this isn't all of the clothes. Like, I don't know why we had to show this or what this was, but it was kind of dumb.
Yikes.
TJ says, get changed and meet me on the beach.
For the second time, meet me on the beach.
Just keep going to the beach.
Son of a beach.
Yeah. But basically, TJ says, today is the day to get it done. This final is going to be completed in two phases. For phase one, you're going to start at the beach and run along a windy path to the nucleus, where there are instructions for three different checkpoints. TJ says that you can do them in any order. But as you complete the checkpoints, you will get a part of a mandala, and the completed mandala represents your journey. MJ says, I don't even know what a mandala is. TJ says, funny you say that, neither do I.
What? But TJ sets all these finals up.
He sets this up himself. This is TJ's final.
It's just a medallion, right? Is that Spanish for medallion?
Yeah, but there's a lot of meaning behind mandalas, you know what I mean? Mm. Kind of symbolic meaning. So
But isn't there also for a minute?
But yeah, they're intricate designs.
Yeah, right. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm about to give the challenge shit for like cenote. It kept bringing up cenote.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's like, why can't you just talk to us like we're idiots and just use the regular word? Like, you know, but I guess the challenge is making me a little smarter. I know now what a cenote is. So exactly. I should be appreciative.
Right. Yeah. Sometime down the road, that's going to pay off, right? Somebody's going to talk about something and we're going to be like, we know.
Fuck yeah. It'll be a Trivial Pursuit answer or something. I know what a cenote is. Yeah. It means sinkhole.
Yeah, we got this.
I get it.
So yeah, TJ does say that only three teams will advance to phase two. So be mindful. You don't want to come in last. The last place team will be eliminated.
Yeah. So phase one is really a purge. It's basically eliminating last place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a lot of effort to eliminate last place, I will say.
Sure. Right. Is.
And I've got some problems with this final, and this is one of them, but we can just keep talking about it.
I agree. I feel it's very mirrored from the regular season and how we talked about how the finish of the final, there was no, you know, there was no advantage to how you did in day one for day two and all our, this wasn't day one, day two, but you know what I mean? Part one, part two, whatever there was, you know, it's a very similar setup, whereas this was very hard and things, and there was no kind of benefit to how you did here that affected the next day short of you got to get there.
Right.
So yeah. But I do like how this starts off with our Pulp Fiction music and like here we go, everybody. Yeah. So yeah.
I gotta clarify something too, because it didn't ever show it on the episode, but I've learned since that the first part of this final was actually cut. So there was a puzzle. There was a puzzle before they started this run, and that's why Tech and Ayana were in first place. I don't know if you guys ever wondered for a split second, like, why the fuck are they in first?
Well, how did they get to the nucleus first?
Yeah, I guess there was a puzzle.
That was my question.
Yep, there was a puzzle.
Like, how did they just outrun these other people?
Like, yeah, there would be no chance of that. So, yeah, there was a puzzle, and I don't know why they cut that, but there you go.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
Good to know. Yeah, because my first note is, like, Tech and I first the puzzle. Yes, Tech, money, but what in the world happened there? I mean, we know what happened to Nehemiah and Melinda. They went off on the wrong path, but there's no way the other two teams don't beat them in a foot race.
Yeah. I know no other details. I don't know what the puzzle was or how, like, how much of a head start Tech and Ion had. I don't know, but that's why they ended up in first there.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of weird because they did talk about in like one of their interviews about they're using their brains or like their smart team or something like that. But it made no sense really to like, until you said this. I guess let me just explain all the checkpoints. And then we'll just
there's no rhyme or reason in this whole situation.
So I'll just, we'll just talk about I'll read all the checkpoints first. So the three checkpoints are one, pole puzzle. So in pole puzzle, you have to ride a bike, following the green arrows while tethered together to your partner. And you can only grab one puzzle piece each and bring them back to then finally continue to do it all until you have all the pieces and solve the puzzle. So the thing to be noted about this one is that the bike trail is about 6 miles one way, and there are 14 total puzzle pieces, which means 7 trips to get these puzzle pieces back and forth. So the competitors keep talking about how it's like 30 miles or something on the bike. So that's that one. Then the next one is checkpoint decode. In this one, you have to grab a flashlight and run following the green arrows to the cave.
Blue. Nehemiah and Melinda followed blue arrows to the cave.
No, I think it's blue too.
Oh.
But I can't doubt the person that took notes. I didn't take any notes.
Dude, I don't know. I typed this off.
I just remember Melinda specifically being like, "Well, these are blue arrows. Are we supposed to go this way?" And they end up at the cave.
Yep, I remember that too.
Doesn't matter.
Because they knew they were supposed to be following the black ones and they followed blue, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Regardless. Bad call.
Right? Yeah, they end up at a wrong spot. But so anyways, you follow the arrows to the cave, use a flashlight to illuminate the numbers and symbols on the wall, memorize them, then run back and use a decoder wheel to reveal a secret phrase. Let's see. And then the third checkpoint is memory. Follow the red arrows, look at the board, memorize where the pairs are, and come back and basically play the matching game. Yep. So you have to flip matches.
Holy shit. That would have been the only fucking one I did, and I would have failed it. That memory game?
You would have failed it? Really?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Would have been terrible.
Oh, I couldn't
have gotten it. You could have given me all day. I would have never gotten it.
I would have been great at this. Memory.
Nope, we got to run back.
I really would have been. It would have just desperately pathetic. Yeah, yep.
Like symbols. I'm really good at like symbols and like kind of that weird like spatial memory, like pictures and like. So yeah. I think that I would have been relatively good at this. I was good at the game of memory, where you just had to play the game and like flip until like I was good at that when I was a kid. So
I didn't get how people were doing it. Like some people were like, you memorize the top three, right. I'll memorize the bottom three. Like that would not have helped me whatsoever.
Me either. No, I did read a comment on the MTV Challenge subreddit that what you should have done, assign letters to one axis, numbers to the other. And so it's like, okay, B2 matches D8. And then that's really all you have to remember, B2, D8. And then, like, you know, you run that back with that. The symbols themselves don't matter. The placement matters.
That would be a lot. Like, that's a lot of, like, that's, for me to remember all those letter number, that's, like, my brain would not do that. Like, my brain remembering just the pictures, like, is a better thing.
You just
like,
take a snapshot with your brain. Yeah. Never would have worked for me.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
I would have taken two steps away from the puzzle key and been like, ah, fuck, I forgot.
Same.
Turn around, looked at it again.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, basically you have to go back and forth, or you flip your pairs until somebody gets one wrong. And if you get one wrong, then you have to run back, look, and come back before you can try again. So let's see. But yeah, basically, I thought it was interesting kind of which ones they all chose to do first. Besides that, they really don't have any other impact. So Nehemiah and Melinda chose the matching one first because they thought they needed the most brain power for that one, and endurance, because they figured they would have to run back and forth multiple times. I thought, yeah, this is a real good call. And then the other two of the other teams picked the pole puzzle, the biking one, Tech and Ayana, and Darrell and Janelle picked that one first.
They had a little kerfuffle on the trail.
Yes, on the paths.
Ayana didn't want to move over.
No. Darrell says that Ayana uses guerrilla warfare, and this is totally true. Like, Ayana is just like, she just plays kind of dirty. Like, she just is like, listen, I will do whatever I can to stop you from getting ahead, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if I have to stand in the middle of this bike path, you know, and not let you guys around, I'll do it. Or if you want to go ahead of me, I'm going to tell you no, even though I know we're not going fast enough and you're going to pass me. It's like, it's just like defiant. Like,
but that's a weird question from Darrell. Let us get in front of you.
No, well, Janelle asked. I think Janelle asked, and then Darrell is the one that got pissed about it.
I think Darrell asked. I believe he was the one that was like, let's jump in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ayana's like, no.
I think it was obvious that Darrell and Janelle were wanting to go faster. And Ayana, and I am not faulting Ayana for this. This is a game for a lot of money. I don't blame her. And what she said was like, if you want to pass me, you're going to have to work for it. I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of like that. I kind of appreciated that attitude. But it's, you know. I don't know.
I just don't get Darrell's, like, you guys are walking away with your bikes. We haven't even picked up our puzzle pieces yet. Let us get in front of you. No. This is for $500,000. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he gets mad. I'm just like, what?
Well, But he's played for $500,000 too. Like, he, you know, I don't know. I'm not mad at Darrell for being mad. I'm not mad at Ayanna for saying no. It's like, but it's just
a weird question. Like, let us advance further in the game.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's strange.
Yep.
Yeah. It is strange, but I do think that they're like friends. You know what I mean? I think that Darrell, Ayanna.
It didn't sound like it to me.
I think that.
I will run your ass over.
Yeah. Right. Well, the implication is like, listen, Ayanna and Tech, it's clear you're not going to win. So just fucking stand out of the way for a second and let us go through. But Ayanna's insulted by that. And I don't blame her either. And she says no. Yeah. You know, so I don't know.
Fuck you, Darrell.
I get both of them. Hey, that's my guy. I bought him a hot dog.
MJ and John A, they end up choosing Decode first. I think Decode to me seemed like the easiest of them all. At least is what it seemed like. It seemed like it required it was one of the shorter routes and it required less trips back and forth. It seemed from how it was edited that they were all able to complete it without making, you know, one trip, maybe a couple or something. Like Tech and Ayanna had to go back a few times because Tech refused to freaking memorize any of them, you know, the first time. But
that one also, you're decoding a phrase, and once you kind of start a word.
Yeah, they were long sort of words.
It's like Wheel of Fortune. You just fucking figure out the rest.
Fill in the blanks. Yeah, they were long words, so you only needed a few letters to kind of figure out where they were going and could kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah, I don't think any of them fully decoded it. I think they all got most of the letters and then figured it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Or just got close and just started figuring words around it. So... let's see. What else to note? Janelle at one point, Melinda at one point twists her ankle.
Looked like that hurt too.
Yeah, it looked nasty. Nehemiah said that it was like instantly swelling. He could see the swelling and so I think it's says a lot about her, how hard she pushed after that injury.
Yeah, I kept waiting. I mean, Melinda's a badass because I kept waiting for that to come back we couldn't do this because of my ankle or whatever. Nope, she powered through the rest of it.
Yeah,
I'm running, I'm biking.
Exactly.
Yep, she did it.
She knew that she couldn't bike uphill, so they had to like push the bikes uphill when they did the biking piece. But like, she just figured out and adapted and kept freaking going. She yelled her kid's name and drew that strength and energy, like you said, from that parent,
but you know, that drains your kid's energy. Her kid on the other side of the planet was all of a sudden his ankle was hurting.
Yeah.
Mom, what'd you do?
Right. Let's see who else. Ayanna talks about quitting pretty early good on Lord. In this, while they're still doing the biking pieces, I think. So it's not shocking that we cycle back around. But somebody I didn't think that we'd hear the word quit from is Janae.
Yeah.
I was really kind of bummed that she had such low spirits, but I think that she had no idea that Nehemiah and Melinda were behind them at one point. And so I think she thinks they're way farther behind than they were.
She's just mentally frustrated.
Yeah.
Which I can get. Yeah. I get that way sometimes. And I'm just why the fuck am I even doing this? Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. I think she just needed MJ to just say this fucking sucks. But let's just keep doing it anyway. Yeah.
Which he did.
See him. He gave her a hug. He's like,
their GoPros. He turns around. He's like, let's just stop.
Right.
Breathe for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just relax.
Gives her a good hug. Yeah. And a little pep talk. And Johnny puts her head back in the game. So.
Yep. That's sometimes all it takes. And like recognizing this is a shitty situation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hug it out. Keep going.
Yeah.
Which. This is the first time I've seen MJ in something. Like, I don't know who he is, really.
Oh, yeah. No? Okay. I love him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He seems like a good dude. He's been a good dude all season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. So, down to the final, like the two teams that are down to getting the last piece are Janelle and Darrell and MJ, or no.
No, it's MJ and John A. MJ and John A. And Ayana and Tech.
No, no, it's down to those two. Down to the who won the first phase. Oh. I'm on the winners, not the losers.
Oh, the winners. Gotcha. The winners, Melinda and Nehemiah. Yeah. Melinda and Nehemiah won the first phase.
Considering they were the ones who went the wrong way first, it was an amazing comeback.
It was.
It and really was, Melinda's
injury, I mean, like, they were at a big deficit. I think they did the match one really fast, and I think they did the decode one really fast. And then they did the biking just as fast as they could, you know, so that was awesome. But yeah, they end up, winning, phase one. Janelle and Darrell finish right behind them, and get second.
Which one was it that came in with the memory? And it seemed like they were just like, boom, 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 boom. Just like knocked it all out in one try.
John A and MJ.
I don't think they finished their memory one.
They didn't finish the memory one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I felt like there was one team, at least the editing made it seem like they just knocked it out. Was it?
Yeah, okay. It was me and my Melinda who did it first. Yeah, how good they did at it. Oh, and then, it was the last team to do it that did really well, too. It might have been.
I don't know. We're all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So me and my Melinda win.
That's how these kind of finals are, especially when they can do any checkpoint. They're, like, really hard to kind of recap. Unless you go timeline, but then timeline doesn't hardly make sense, so you just kind of overview it and call it a day.
The big story is the last two teams.
It's down to MJ and John A and Ayana and Tech. Ayana and Tech are down to the matching one, and MJ and John A are doing the puzzle pole biking one. And so they're both having these crises about whether they want to quit. Ultimately, Ayana ends up telling TJ that she quits. So
dumb.
Ayana and Tech are eliminated.
Yeah.
So sad. I'm sad for Tech. I feel like, though, the fact that he didn't fight that hard kind of said that he was a little in the quit kind of category. Like, we saw him I've seen him get very passionate and kind of push back before. And so I don't know if he just knew that this was it and, like, there was no use to push, or if he kind of, wanted to give up too a little bit. But it was sad. I was bummed.
This might be another one of those maturity things that, you know, in his 20s, Tech might have thrown a big fit and called Ayana all sorts of names and stuff. But when you're in your 40s, it's like, Ayana, it was clear she did the best she could, right? She wasn't quitting because she didn't feel like she could do it. She did the best she could.
I feel like if I'm in this situation, and especially if I'm teamed up with a partner, I'm pushing myself. Like, if I think I'm going to pass out, I will push until the next thing I know, I'm waking up with people standing over top of me. They're like, what the fuck happened? They're like, oh, you passed out. I think you're done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel like that's how far I would push it. She's like, I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go back and look at a answer key again.
Right.
So you don't have to lift anything. You don't have to, like.
Yeah.
You could have walked to the memory key.
I wonder if she regrets it now. Knowing if she thought phase two was as bad as phase one, I could sort of see it. Yeah. But phase two was not even close to as bad as phase one. Phase two is easy compared to phase one. So I kind of wonder if she regrets it.
I just do wonder. I don't think Ayana and Tech would have done well on the equations, though. So I think it's kind of a mute point.
Yeah.
If they would have made it to the next day, but in the same turn. Yeah. Janae ends up, when they get back, she realizes Ayana, or finds out Ayana's quit, and she is thankful that she kept going. That really could have been her. She almost decided to quit. So
it is kind of bunk, though, that they don't make them finish.
right? That's they what I was wondering.
A,
and then,
yeah, they should make
but
a finish.
But it doesn't, yeah, but yeah, the it has no implications on the next day, so it doesn't matter. This was literally eliminate the last team, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get it, but
you know
still...
how TJ kind of is, like, you don't get any money if your team doesn't finish situation.
Yeah. Right.
Even though they're not splitting it between second and third place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my problem number one with this, right, is that there's this enormous phase one, incredibly difficult phase
yes,
one.
Yes, yeah.
That one team, actually the winning team, spoiler alert, doesn't even finish phase one. That kind of fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And they should be going into phase two as tired as they need to be to finish phase one. Like, that's what the game is, you know? If you got to run back and forth three times, get on it. Better start.
Right, finish
Could
it,
you yeah. imagine if you had the foresight to be like, look, Ayana's going to quit. Oh, she's yeah. kind of a big baby.
Well, we're not going to do this. We just sit here. We're not even chance it. Let's
just
not
walk
do
it.
The...
Just
literally
walk it.
Because I'm sure if you sat down, TJ would be like, well, you're quitting. So it's be like, yeah, let's casually walk to each right. checkpoint, kind of mosey, and then we'll look at stuff. And then just wait for Ayana to tire herself out.
Right.
And then she'd be like, I quit.
And then start phase two with a big advantage because exactly. you're not tired. You're not tired from phase one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a strategy. If if in the moment you can think of it and yeah. you want to take the gamble that somebody's going to quit. I mean, yeah. I mean, that is. Yeah. It's strategy, I guess.
TJ would call you out. You didn't work for it. I'd be like, TJ, smarter.
smarter, not harder. Not harder. That's it.
Yeah. So TJ congratulates the final three teams, tells them that they're going to phase two and he'll see you there.
See you on the beach.
Check. No, it's not the beach. It's the runway. We're at the runway now.
Oh, okay.
So another thing that I've picked up in the days since, Janelle has come on, she's done a couple of like Instagram lives or something. Uh-huh. There was actually an advantage. We didn't see this either. For finishing phase one first, Nehemiah and Melinda got a 1 minute head start on the eating.
Okay.
Darrell and Janelle got a 30-second head start, and then Muja and John A, nothing. Okay. So there you go.
All right.
It was a very small advantage. You bust like, your fucking balls
enough.
Off
yeah,
to get 30
a,
second head
for
start.
30 second, yeah. 1 minute. Yeah, that's not enough.
Agreed.
But yeah. So they show up at phase two.
It's time for Tim's favorite competition.
Yes. They show up at tables.
Love these eating foods. Eating ones.
Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fessy's at home somewhere, not even watching. All of a sudden just going. Yeah.
Oh, I love this. This in this case, it's gross stuff, but sort of disguised as Mexican food. I think yeah. I could I think I could
this
just get through this. No
this
problem.
Is way better than yeah. like the weird, like giant. Heads and stuff like yeah. I could do this like cricket burrito all day oh, every day all
yeah.
day every
it's
day
it's 90% a burrito it's just got some crickets
stuff.
In
there. Yeah with guac on it like yeah burrito, the, guac like I'm
just
good
pretend like it's tortilla strips or something you know just
it doesn't really bother me like I feel like they're crunchy throwaways crickets like the fish eyes tostadas it was small I feel like I could wrap that up and toss it in and be fine.
No problem.
The roaches nachos, I feel like, would have given me pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been the hardest of the three. But even that is mostly nachos.
Chip sure. over chip, put the roach in the middle.
Yeah,
have
a little sandwich.
Little sandwiches, like yeah. pop them in. The blood would have been it for me, you guys.
Blood's
like,
tough.
I
blood
don't think
tough.
I could have drank that.
Nah.
And then
Tim would have been fine because he just would have a thought bubble would have been up and he would have seen himself as CT drinking that blood out of that
oh, yeah,
out of that
true,
out of that horn yeah
he would have been like beard, oh, yeah. You know, the beard
channel CT
yeah.
No, out of all the eating stuff that the challengers I think have ever done, this is the one that I looked at and thought like, ah, that doesn't look that bad. I could do that one.
Yeah,
I could do that.
I
one
I agree that like I don't like eating weird things and I agree that I thought that most of this was like more doable than anything else I've seen them eat sometimes.
Yeah, when
like,
they're eating like a pig snout with hair
gristle,
on it and shit.
Like, yes, like gristly or like chewy stuff like that doesn't have any give is real bad for me. And so like this is like, oh, no, quick crunchy shit.
I feel like this is you just plow into it and you can just power through it pretty quickly.
The glass of blood, no, but everything else, yeah.
It seemed like the only one struggling to eat was MJ, which was my favorite one to watch. Yeah. Of course, I'm cracking up as I always do. I love watching people puke. It's like my favorite
thing.
Yeah,
very much a Shane kind of like this weird like projectile vomiting.
Barely passes gums and it's blah. Again, little insider information. He was also shitting himself during that.
So there you go.
If you needed to know. Right. Poor MJ, nothing. That was no big deal for food. That was not a big deal.
Well, it also makes that, like, him sitting in that plane with TJ take it off a little more.
Enclosed
spaces. TJ's like, let me off this plane. Fuck this.
Better tip those flight attendants having to wipe up his diarrhea all over the plane.
Whatever rich person's plane that was, sold it the next day.
Poor TJ's like, I'm stuck with you fucking assholes for hours in this plane. We land somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. They never took off.
Yeah.
I know. Way to ruin the joke, Wolfie.
After eating everything, TJ tells them that after they finish eating, they will have to run to the end of the runway and solve a series of equations where symbols correspond to numbers. And then you'll have to remember the numbers from the three solved equation to run back and use them as the code to open your safe. TJ says that there is $500 in the safe. So the first team to open your safe, load up your money. Oh, 500 mil. Is that what I just said?
500.
Oh, I just said $500. $500.
That's not enough.
Which we have to pause for a second.
$500,000. Sorry.
We completely glossed over the Darrell and Janelle went to the wrong checkpoint.
Oh, right.
With the flashlights.
Yeah, they were the flashlight with the matching game.
They were supposed to go to the cave, but they went to the matching. Darrell's holding his flashlight up. Like, is he supposed to do something?
He's not doing anything.
Way to.
So you do the equation, you get the combination.
Jack, up here. Okay, hey, listen. Let me just finish this out. Finish. So the first team to open the safe, load up their money, run to the plane wins. So there we go.
It's one of those math problems. We see this on Facebook all the time where it's like there's like a little emoji or a little picture.
They're kind of fun.
I'm pretty good at them too. But I imagine day two, you're exhausted. It's a little harder. You're just sort of like mentally beat. And some of them were tricky too. Like I was able to solve them sitting on my couch, of course, but with all the adrenaline flowing and stuff, I can imagine this is harder for the challengers in the moment.
I think it's noted that the women come out looking like rock stars in this yet again.
Not surprising.
They're the ones that figure out these simple algebra problems and are able to get these equations solved so that them and their partners can run back to try to open their safe.
They're also the ones that point out, like, we have to read the instructions.
At the lock, too. Yeah. That, too. Thank God for women. Thank God.
Well, nothing against women, but it's also the men they're with, right? I just don't have a lot of confidence in MJ, Darrell, and Nehemiah to do math tests and read properly.
Great instruction.
But I definitely trust these women that are in the final.
But these are things that are just, you know, a lot of times women are better at, like following detailed instructions and solving algebraic math problems. Like a lot of men have trouble with algebra. It's crazy. Yeah. It's weird how it works out. But these do play into their strong suits. So
you solve three of these, you get three numbers, you take those are the combination to your safe.
Yep.
Basically those three numbers.
But what they don't read is you have to turn the dial past zero like three times to reset it and then put in your whatever. So everybody's doing it and like, it's not working. It's too bad Brad's not here. He just would have been like, can we just bust the door off the safe?
He probably would have too. Yeah, they wouldn't have read the instructions thoroughly. Jody is one of those.
Oh, Jody freaks out.
We watched her do it in other things. She doesn't read the instructions thoroughly. Yeah. And so Brad and her would have been a disaster at this. Like, if they would have made it, this would have shit them for. This would have been it. They wouldn't have made it past here. They still would have lost. Like, it's,
So a little more insight with the safes. Behind the scenes info. So apparently MJ and Janae got there first. They plugged the numbers into the safe. The safe would not open. And so production was just like, oh, fuck it. The safe is broken. Run. Just run towards the plane. Just go. So MJ and Janae are like, what? Okay. MJ and Janae start taking off towards the plane. And the other two teams get to their saves, also can't open them. And I guess a pickup truck goes and picks up MJ and Janae and says, you're not done yet. Hop in the truck. We're taking you back to your safe. Whoever opens the safe first. So then all of them are at their saves, opening up the numbers.
But MJ production, and Janae had like a deficiency. I mean, like,
I know.
I mean, they still this won with that. Like, I mean, yeah. They had that delay of not having that time. The other two could have easily popped it and been up there before. So it is weird. We never knew that ups. They got up there first. Yeah.
Yeah. It's production fuck ups abound here, but it came down to whoever figured out the safe first. Cause they were all three there. Struggling, production confirmed that all three had the correct numbers. So there was no running back and forth to check your numbers.
Right.
And so it was just whoever could figure out the safe mechanism, and every single team struggled with it.
Yep.
Production needs to have a thing that's like, just say the numbers to a production assistant who says like, yes, you're good. Grab the money and go. Cause yeah, otherwise, like, I don't know. We saw it with Darrell with the lock too. And one of the other challenges with the key, like it's kind of not fair when sort of mechanical systems interfere with who wins and loses here. I don't blame the challengers. I blame production entirely for this. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Were they tested multiple times to make sure that how you anticipated them using them worked? It has no theatrical value if they don't work right. Like MTV, like, so you think you're fancy putting cash in safes. Yeah, exactly. That's bad TV. So, you know, hopefully they learned some lessons from this season and, you know,
no, they didn't.
put them into effect, going forward. But yeah, it seems like there were a lot of issues.
So how do we feel about the winners?
I'm pumped about the winners. I'm really happy for MJ and Janae.
Yes, I think they both deserve it. They're both really good competitors. I'm always rooting for Darrell. I'm a little upset for Darrell. No, of course, he's more upset than I am, but.
No, I don't remember Darrell's other wins. Did he win on team?
Yeah.
Teams, or did he win solo?
He won, somebody's going to correct me, I'm sure, but I believe he won three teams and one pair. Oh, there goes Amanda.
Where's it going to go?
Bye, Amanda.
Bye. Bathroom break.
Oh, I believe Darrell won three teams and one pair.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Why? What's your theory?
Well, I was just wondering if, because like the last two, he hasn't won. He had a team up with somebody. So I was wondering if it was the team aspect that held him back or like what sort of it was. But I think it sounds like it's just was not his day on those finals.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean, All-Stars 1 was just Yes was a better runner. That's kind of what it came down to. He just couldn't keep up with Yes.
Yeah.
And in this one, it seems like it was technical difficulties of that stupid lock. I mean.
Because, I mean, maybe
Janelle's back. I don't know.
For as much as they play that up, we didn't really see that. I mean, maybe they edited it out or something, but we didn't see that being a big factor.
So. Yep. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was just curious.
I love Darrell. I hope he wins a fifth. All of these challengers that have been around for a long time, I want to see him win one more time, and then I can be okay not seeing them again.
You just want to get rid of everybody.
No, I don't want to get rid of them, but what I really don't want is to see Darrell lose like 10 in a row, and then we never see him again. Because, you know, for a long time, he was the guy that won 4 in a row, and we never saw him. So he was like one of the winningest challengers ever. Jamie is the next closest, who did 3 challenges, won all 3, and we never saw him again. But yeah, and to see him come back and then lose a bunch, I don't know. There's just something about it that's not. Think of how devastating it would be, Amanda. You missed the first part of this, but think of how devastating it'd be to see CT come back 8 more times. He's out within the first 3 eliminations every time. Wouldn't that sort of color the rest of CT's time on the challenge to you?
What? Oh, if he came suddenly back
became
now.
A big loser.
Yeah, if he goes out as a loser instead of a Darrell. Winner.
Sure. Well, I don't think Darrell is any slouch of a loser. I mean, he's making it to finals. He's just not finishing finals first. Like, I feel like that's a different level than, like, if you were, like, when Johnny went on his killer losing streak where he went out at like third in the game, like multiple seasons, like third person out, not finishing third in a final. I think that that's a different, I think that feels different, and that does have kind of a souring feel on your other stuff. But I don't think there's anything to be said that Durrell hasn't like shown that, you know, it doesn't do anything to me that he hasn't won these. Like, he's getting to these finals, you know, like, and the finals are not set up to the, well, I think the last one was, I think that, you know, yes, just, was the better competitor there, but I think that this one was definitely one where it had a lot of equalizers, or, you know, a lot of like things that kind of put everyone on the same playing field, or at least this final, you know, did. Like, I mean, there wasn't a big area to get an advantage or use any of his real strong suits, which is, you know, his endurance and that in this second piece.
You know? Well, the point was where we started was, I wouldn't mind seeing Durrell win one and then retire. I think that would be a good sort of arc for Durrell. And I love Durrell. I'm not trying to kick him off the show, but all of these people that I've kind of grew up watching that I love and that I respect, I want to see him win one, and then I want to see him be done. I don't want to see him stick around so long that they become losers that can't keep up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't think that any of these people that are still competing like that are those people who will become losers. Like, I think that they all are super competitive. In the minute that they feel like they are not competing at the same level as everyone else, they'll be out. I think they'll take themselves out. I don't think, you know, I really feel that about CT and Durrell for that matter. I think that CT knows he can still compete with these kids. That's why he keeps coming back. I mean, it's obvious he can. I think the same for Durrell. But I do think that both of them are very self-aware. They like to win. They're not just going to come to lose. So if they feel like they're not going to win, they're not going to take time away from their families and their lives to keep coming. Yeah. So I think they'll make the call before we have to worry about that. So
we'll see.
I think they would do, like, if one season went poorly for them, I think they probably would be out most either of them.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
But you keep making it to the final and get that close to that money, dude, there's nothing in you that makes you stop, Tim. It's like a freaking adrenaline rush. I mean, like, Believe me, that close. Like,
Wolfie just accused me of wanting to see all my favorite challengers quit the show, and that's not what it is. Well,
Tim's is always like, I wish they would win one more and then disappear forever.
Right, I know. You just want to create all these like legends. Like, you're just worried about that versus like, I'm just enjoying watching them as long as I get to watch them.
Yeah, it's a different. Yeah, I want to see them as champions, and yeah, if they keep coming on just to lose, I don't know. Yeah. It means less to me.
I just feel like they're not losing. I feel like the people that keep coming back are competing, you know, well enough, like John A, like a, you know, Durrell, you know, all these people. I think they're competing well enough that it's not embarrassing for them to keep coming back.
Yeah. So far, I agree. Yeah. So far.
So that's it for All Stars 2.
In the books, 10 episodes. What a nice short little season.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. I'm sad to see this one end. I wish we could have a little more.
Well, we will have more because we're getting All Stars 3.
Yes. We got a little post-credit scene with TJ.
At the very end of the episode, TJ wanders into another mansion. He was like, you thought that was tough. Wait till I see what I have in store for him next time.
You sound just like him.
Yeah, right.
You got to work on the intense eyes, though. Sound
like a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, you got to get the smoldering TJ.
Yeah, you got to rub it. You got to rub your hands together. So look at the.
He's got this this gaze, those eyebrows.
Yeah, it's like an intense eyebrow thing.
Smolder. Yeah. He's got a smolder.
That's a smolder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just been watching Jumanji. It's The Rock's special power.
They're running Jumanji all the time right now.
So speaking of All Stars 3, for you patrons, having a stroke, whatever. For our after show, we're gonna run down the cast of season 3.
What?
going to be a real quick rundown. We're not going to do like a big thorough recap like we used to do, but so we're going to do that on our after show. So stop by the Patreon, check that out. Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. You can also join the Patreon so you can listen to our rundown of the All-Star Season 3 purported cast.
Yes.
So, should be fun.
Yes.
What else did they get, Tim?
As little as $1 a month gets you exclusive access to after-shows, pre-shows, literally years worth of content that you can hear us talk about. Fast food restaurants, mostly.
We're just talking before we start recording. 5 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah, we are. Yes.
5 years.
2 weeks from now, February 1st, will be the fifth anniversary of us doing this. How unbelievable is that?
We're going to have to do something. We gotta celebrate.
Challenge party.
We gotta celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah, we really should. We got 2 weeks to figure this out, guys. Let's figure something out.
Yeah.
I'll be COVID-free in a couple days.
Yes. We're not good at this. You're going to be free. Something.
We're not good at planning stuff.
We're not, but let's really make an effort, guys. Let's really try this.
Should we do here we go. We'll plan it out on the air.
Okay.
Should we go over to Tim's house, sit at the bar, have some drinks, maybe do a call-in show?
Yeah. Fuck yes, we should. Yes. We should do that.
That sounds good.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So when is that?
Fifth year. So join the Facebook group in the meantime. That way you can see about updates when we do this. We got to do something for the 5 year. It's coming up. Yeah. We got to do something. And also, before I read the names of the patrons, I got to say this. I know I've mentioned a few on a few episodes, I'm getting a divorce. I did have a couple patrons actually reach out to me on Facebook and on via text. Thank you, guys. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to have people that have listened for this long, kind of worried about the state of a host.
Care about you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's very nice. Cool. It's very appreciated. Very nice. But anyway, $5 a month, you get video access. So Wolfie teased a video. This video will not be so great, but we've got a cool studio now with cool video switching. I don't know. It's worth $5, I would guess, if you're into the show to watch us on video. For $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrew, Andrea, Andrew, Angela, Antonio, Belle, Brian, Cab, Caitlin, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Danielle, David, Daz, Ellen, Emily, Ari, Ethan. I'm sorry, guys. I've had a few drinks, so I'm reading this slower than usual. George, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jen, Joker, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mendy, Misty, Nicole, Patty, George. I think I already said. Oh no, this is like out of order again. Sorry, guys. Hang on. One second.
Damn it.
One second. I know. I fucked it all up.
It's people's favorite part of the episode.
I fucked it all up, and now it's not going to work. Are we going to have to exclude a couple of different a couple of different patrons? Sorry, guys. I'm trying. I'm going to blame Patreon for having the world's slowest website.
We're on the tail end of like what we've been recording these episodes since summertime. Yeah. Tim,
I know. Think we need some weeks off. Some slack. We need a couple weeks off. Thank you.
You get some slack. It's
thank
fine.
You. Patty, Roldan, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shaker, Shelby, Tara, Taylor, and Xavier.
Woo! Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
We love all of you.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for a good All-Star season. Thanks for a so-so regular season.
Yeah.
Better than Double Agents. I liked Spies Lies better than Double Agents. I'll give it that
step
much.
Step up the finals for the next season. That's my biggest ask, I think. Thank you for giving me live finishes. Let's make day two a little more fair for whoever did the best on day one. And those are my notes for MTV because I know they listen. So
I wish they would have just swapped the days, right? Or the phases, maybe.
Yeah. Make this one
phase
for
two
sure.
The purge. Phase one is the real thing that, when you finish, you win.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. That would have been, that was it. That was all this one needed was to flip the two phases. Yeah. That would have been a simple fix that we got all our components. We got our eating and everything. So, it just, was a little lackluster there. So.
Yeah. Next time.
You got it, MTV.
Do it.
But so we'll do our 5 year in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I would like to do something because we don't know how long until the next season drops.
No.
We got to do something. I don't know what it'll be, but stay tuned to this feed. Don't unsubscribe or anything.
Nobody posted anything on the old Facebook group. You guys called out to ask for people last week. No one said anything.
Of what we should do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't read the Facebook group. I'm above going to the Facebook group.
Listen, you have to read it.
I take a look. Some people were saying that we should definitely do some old seasons. We'll have to put a poll up again.
There you go. See, I knew somebody said something. You acted like, no one said nothing. We'll do something.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. All right, but for All Stars 2, this is the end of the line. Thanks, everybody.
It's a fun ride. Thanks for listening.
Per usual, this has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Darrell said, I was hungry. Thank you, TJ.
The challenge.